This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back Dr. Scott Tilley. He is a professor at Florida Tech, and he's president and founder of the Center for Technology and Society. He is here today to tell us about an upcoming event, and this is a twofer, you were telling me. So we're going to hear all about the stars and space and Hollywood too.
Yes, well, thanks, Terry. Yes, this Friday night, December 1st, starting at 7 o'clock, we have two free lectures. This is in partnership with FIT's Lifelong Scholar Society. And the first talk starts at 7 o'clock and is called Voyager at 40. And the second talk is at 8 o'clock. It's called Star Wars XL. And for both of these events, science fact and science fiction, we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the launch of these two projects. Voyager launched 40 years ago, August 1977, from right here in Florida, from Cape Canaveral. And amazingly, Voyager 2 is still flying. It is over 12 billion miles from here, and we still communicate with it, even though it sends out the power of about a 22-watt bulb. It is an absolutely amazing engineering feat, and it is the heart of numerous scientific discoveries. So I'll be talking about Voyager at 40 starting at 7 o'clock, and we also have a guest lecturer as part of that presentation, Dr. Ming Zhang from the physics department. He'll talk about some of the scientific advancements made by the Voyager probes. There was two of them. He's been part of the Voyager project since nearly its inception. So that'll be very, very interesting. And at 8 o'clock, we're going to switch to science fiction. 1977, of course, was the very first Star Wars movie called A New Hope. And Star Wars Episode 8 is coming out in 3 weeks. We're going to talk about everything related to the Star Wars universe and try and relate it to Star Wars technology and Star Wars society and how it affects or been influencing us. Will we ever get to the stars? Will we ever have our own cantina full of aliens and how might we interact with them? If you notice in all the Star Wars movies, everyone speaks English except the aliens. They speak back in alien, but we seem to communicate properly. So we can understand but not speak other languages. It's very interesting. What does it mean to be on the dark side of the force, and how does it relate to geopolitics today? And for the Star Wars event, I hope to have some folks who are going to be coming in costume from different areas here. So if you want to come in Star Wars costume and have a little fun, that would be great.
Wow. So this is a great event. It's happening this Friday, December 1st, 7 p.m., and the price is right.
Yes, it's a BOGO free. Both are free. We do recommend that you go online and register early. Just because seating is a bit limited, and when we have events, usually in Olin 118, where this takes place, in the past we've sold out. You can still show up, but if you want to be sure of things, just go online to the FIT's Lifelong Scholar Society, and you'll find the Tech Talk section, and you can register for free right there.
And we usually have signs up for parking, so people know where on campus they're going if they're not familiar with Olin.
All I'm going to say is that by Friday night at 7 o'clock, ample free parking at FIT.
Yes, there you go. So once again, this is a free lecture, two for one. You're going to hear about Star Wars and Voyager, both celebrating a 40th anniversary. It begins at 7 p.m. And as Scott said, you can go online and register or reserve a seat for yourself. And if you want to come in costume for Star Wars, that would be great too.
Yep.
And this is open to everybody. So whether you're a science fiction fan or a space fan, there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Yes, and it'll be a great night of celebrating the stars, Hollywood stars and the actual stars.
There you go.